Welcome to the Viking Psychiatry Podcast, where you get the support you need when you need it. At the helm is Sean Goddard, owner of Viking Psychiatry, veteran, and dual-certified nurse practitioner specializing in mental health.
Dive into the science of Spravato with the owner of Viking Psychiatry. Learn how this innovative treatment is changing the game for those battling severe depression. Welcome back, everyone. Garfield Bowen, co-host slash producer, back in the studio with Sean Goddard. Sean, how you doing today?
I'm doing great. It's great to be back here and hanging out with you again.
Okay, so Sean, how does Spravato work?
Spravato, what a great question. So, you know, I should probably lead off by saying that Spravato or esketamine is FDA approved to treat treatment-resistant depression and acute suicidality. And Spravato is unique in that it's a rapid-acting antidepressant, okay? And so when I say rapid-acting, you know, most of the time when you go in and you see somebody and they prescribe you and say an oral antidepressant, right, they tell you, oh, you're going to have to wait 6, 8, 12 weeks, right, to see the difference. And one of the unique things about Spravato is it's rapid-acting, meaning within hours of initial treatment, you can see improvement in depression. And if I know you at all, you're going to say, well, how can that happen, right? Would probably be your next follow-up question for me. And the thing about Spravato, esketamine, it's not 100% understood, the complete mechanism of action. But what we do know is that it greatly affects a neurotransmitter called glutamate, right? And so when you think of neurotransmitters, you think of things that people have talked about before, like serotonin, right? We've all heard of that, what people sometimes call the happy hormone, or dopamine, right? But serotonin, dopamine, norepinephrine, those only account for about 1% to 3% of the neurotransmitters in the brain. But glutamate, this one that people have not really heard that much of, actually affects about 50%. It's about 50% of the neurotransmitters in the brain, excuse me. So you can see there's a significant abundance of this. And Spravato affects glutamate, causes this releasing cascade that affects something called BDNF, which is brain-derived neurotrophic factor. And the easiest way to explain this is a miracle grow for the brain, right? If you've ever planted anything, right, you plant it, you hope that it thrives. And a lot of times, especially if you have a non-green thumb like me, it doesn't. But sometimes if we put a little miracle grow on that plant, that thing that you planted really thrives. And that's what BDNF is to the brain. And it causes a lot of significant changes in a very short amount of time. We actually have new dendrites being formed within 4 hours of treatment. And so dendrites, think of little communication mechanisms, right? So we have new communication, new pathways being created. And this is largely unseen and unheard of in the mental health field.
So, Sean, I know you have dozens of patients that you work with over the years. Just give us an example why rapid action is so important to benefit your client.
Yeah, you know, I could even speak to my own behalf. You know, one of the things that makes me so compassionate in treating folks is that I've struggled with depression in my life, right? And years ago, I went through an episode of depression. And for me, when I went and sought treatment, this was before I was in mental health, it was, you know, here, try this medication. Oh, it caused side effects. Well, here, try another medication. Oh, but you're going to have to wait 8 to 12 weeks, right? Oh, here's another one, right? And so in this time period where I was receiving treatment and trialing medication after medication, I often saw side effects or little benefit from the medication. And when you're depressed, right, and you're down, you don't want to have to wait 8 to 12 weeks, right, just for one medication, right? And then when you add in medication after medication, we often see, and it was in my case, that years went by without significant improvement, right? And so you begin to get worn down by life and by the lack of failures. And so when you're finally presented with another option like Spravato, you really don't want to have to wait another 8 to 12 weeks. And that's one of the exciting things is that I can offer my clients is you're not going to have to wait 8 to 12 weeks, right? When they have little hope because so many things have failed them and they don't want to give hope in one more thing, it's great to have something that you can say, in as little as one treatment, you're going to begin to see a difference. And that's really important.
I guess it comes down to hope. you know, having these options and these tools available. This is some good stuff. Love it. See you on the next episode, Sean.
Thanks. I appreciate you taking the time.
Thanks for listening to the Viking Psychiatry Podcast, where you get the support you need when you need it. For a complimentary consultation, visit vikingpsychiatry.com or call 260-459-9225. That's 260-459-9225.